Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training here with a shorter version of the keynote I gave at our annual conference last week. I can't take you all the way back or give you the wonderful energy of that audience, but I will give you just a few of the ideas from Go With Desire. My story with desire starts on the edge of a soccer field when I was in my teens and my dad was coaching. And we'd watch the game together on our feet, pacing. And every once in a while, a player would not quite run back, not quite go into a tackle. And my dad would say, "You gotta want it." And he'd shake his head. And sometimes he'd say, "The one thing you can't do for them, you know, they gotta want it for themselves." Now, there was also a flip side to this. People who did want it were the people who played with heart, the people who were fun to watch. And that was the highest compliment. To be fun to watch was the opposite of what he had seen when he was saying, "You just gotta want it." Years later, I came to NLP. And one of the things that really captivated me was the opportunity to study and experiment with this idea of wanting it. Was it something that everyone could do? Could everyone want it? And as a coach, could I pull that out of everyone? So was it true? You just have to want it. Or was it possible that you did want it? And that with the right help, you could connect with that desire and get better results. Within NLP, though, there were more concepts I needed before I could really do this work. NLP is a state-based model of performance. It says the results you get depend on your behavior. Your behavior depends on your state, that sum total of who you are at a given moment, your physiology, your sensory awareness, your heart and your head all together is your state. But where does your state come from? Yes, sometimes it's a response to what is around you, but several people in the same situation might be in different states. And desire is interesting because desire comes out in those two really opposed states, the state of being able to endure and persist and bounce back, but also the state of being fun to watch, of taking delight in one's performance. And so, although it has not been a part of NLP, I use the tools of NLP to say, let's pretend that there is something in your unconscious mind, in that storehouse that is all of your brain and all of its connectedness outside of awareness. And let's call that desire, and desire drives your state, and your state drives your behavior, your action. What would that be like? One of my favorite quotes from all of children's literature comes from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis. One of the little girls in that book is about to meet a lion, and she asks, "Is it safe?" And she is told, "It is not safe. He is not a tame lion." And that drive within you, that part of you that is outside of conscious awareness, but that really knows what you want, that desire is not a tame lion. When you want something, you want it with such exclusive focus that the people around you seem to disappear a little. There's no such thing as competition with desire because you're not competing with anyone. You are just doing the thing you want to do. And that can be really hard for people who want to compete with you, that you're winning but not even really noticing. Also, your desire will drive you to take risks and to do things that maybe you don't seem quite safe. Maybe don't seem prudent, that maybe risk you getting your heart broken or even physical injury. And so all the people around you, they don't want to disappear because that's really uncomfortable. They don't want to get beaten because that's really uncomfortable. And they don't want you to get hurt because that makes them really uncomfortable. And so they try and dampen down your desire. They try and distract you from it. And yet, if you are to make all these people more comfortable at the expense of your desire, you have to push it down into yourself. And when we push things down, what happens? We depress them. And the result of getting distracted or detached from your own desire is that you get depressed. Your ability to perceive what's going on around you becomes distorted. And you lose strength. You become discouraged. Can't escape from your desire because it is not outside you, it is within you, it is part of you. And when you are connected to what you desire, you have your fullest potential, the fullest force of all your abilities to bring to bear on the world. But if you are going to court your desire, here are three things to consider. The first is that the way to find out, where is that thing that I really want? That thing that I have hidden inside of me so as not to inconvenience myself or other people so that I will be safe. Where is that? And the way you will find it is by being really, really honest with yourself about your experience. And as you become more honest, you will become more edgy. And so you will need to become more kind. Kind to the people around you who are going to be scared to death by that connection to desire. And in the end, you'll only know it's desire if it is driving action. Because if you have set it free, you will act differently. You will behave. You will do stuff. And so the best way to connect with your desire is to do stuff. And notice, what are the results? What are the results in you and around you? So, try something. Don't penalize yourself. Don't say, I can't try because trying means I think I could fail. All that hypnotic communication stuff. It's true, you could fail. Desire means doing things you could fail at, and failing and picking yourself up and having the guts and the determination to work harder than you thought you had in you, to produce a result, because that result is not just outside you, it's the desire inside you. If you want to learn more about how to connect with your desire, visit NLPCanada.com and explore the courses and the materials, because that's what we do here. We connect people with what they desire.